So Oliver was bringing up the very intriguing thought of using intermittent androgen blockers, but keeping the LHH1. But Oliver, what about just using intermittent therapy, intermittent ADT in prostate cancer, M0 disease, castrate-resistant M0 disease, and hormone-sensitive metastatic disease, or metastatic disease in general? Oliver, how do you use intermittent therapy?
The first division is the castrate-sensitive, castrate-resistant. I mean, that's really a key point. You know, certainly we use, in a lot of these patients, intermittent therapy for those with the castrate-sensitive disease, and this is supported by Laurie Klotz's article in New England Journal back in 2012, where you basically have similar outcomes. Moving into other settings, it becomes more of an uncertain situation. You know, Maha Hussain had published an intermittent for the metastatic population, and you know, there was a trend toward inferiority, but it crossed some confidence intervals that made it a confusing conclusion. That said, if you go to the castrate resistant, we actually have very little data to no data, and we want to continue the ADT in that situation. And the concept that I mentioned of using like an intermittent enzalutamide is something we've done in practice because, quite frankly, not everybody wants to be on these drugs continuously. They want to go on, they want to get the response, and they want to go off on it because they feel better when they're off of it.
So it's been really interesting having this little chat. I already have in my mind how I want to get 25 of you all and ask you like 150 scenarios like we've done and see if I can kind of make sense of how you see these numbers.